There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, thank you for showing up to go outside the box with me, my friend. If people knew what you've been going through in the past few weeks, they would go, you should take the night off. But no way, buddy, you're here with me.
RSD, I barely made it. But it's good to be here.
Yeah, I mean, what did you move? 86 horses, 39 cats, a family of 11, 12 now, who knows? I mean, you've just been moving so many, you kind of lose track. Oh, where'd we get those kids? Do we have those horses too? What's going on, TMB?
Yeah, we actually, over the last couple of weeks, have been relocating. We've moved closer to you, actually, in Tennessee.
Nice.
And, we landed Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
David Crockett.
Yeah, I think I got him mixed up with Jed Clampett there, and yeah, I think they both live here actually. Anyway, we've been really busy doing that. I'm having fits right now. We're way out in the country, and I'm having a really hard time getting internet access. So no cable, no DS, no broadband, no T1. I'm down to two options: either HughesNet, which I've heard really bad things about, or a home Wi-Fi network. With Verizon, so I think we're going to end up just having to have a home Wi-Fi with Verizon, which, you know, it'll work. It's just we're going to get charged out the wazoo for data usage, but, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the trade-off between buying a nice home in the country and being able to afford it, or buying a nice home in the city and not being able to afford it, but you get cheap broadband there.
No, and I think your health is much improved when you're out in the country, as we know. Reduction of even the M fields. I had a question yesterday, and I really believe that with the background rising levels of radiation and EM fields, that you want to move out into the country. You want to be surrounded more by nature. So you kind of find a way to do a workaround. So I feel you are blessed ultimately, although I know you got to go through the hiccups of how we're going to stay connected. So let's say to the split second.
I take offense to that. Did you just call me a hick because I live in Tennessee?
Yes, because you have redneck internet. I was waiting to make a redneck internet joke.
I definitely got redneck internet for sure. I'm just glad that I don't have to take a horse and buggy to town.
Oh man, that would be an interesting switch. But some have predicted it may go back to that one day. But right now, the oil is flowing freely. Thanks for fracking. You can leave now. But TMB, of course, we got a lot of stories to cover. We'll see where we go tonight. We have Sid Singer, who we've had on before. He was a guy with his wife, I think, he's called a medical anthropologist, that discovered the link between wearing tight, constricting clothing or bras around breast tissue and the link to breast cancer.
Yeah, I can't remember. About a year ago, we had Sid on, and he talked about the link between bras and breast cancer. It's a very definitive link, as a matter of fact. I might get him to share a little bit about that tonight. But what he wanted to talk to us about tonight was the link between obesity and diabetes and gluten intolerance and what's causing all of these things. It should be a very fascinating conversation with Sid at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, and Super Don, he thinks he's figured out why that one lady got fat after a fecal transplant.
Yeah, well, Sid does, yes.
Yeah, I thought Super Don would react to that.
Well, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Super Don was in the middle of a coffee enema at that point, RSB.
I'm sorry for interrupting there. Sorry.
You have to cut him some
caffeine. All right, I'm taking my marbles and I'm going home right now.
Oh, no, don't go. We need you. So anyway, let's open and talk about this story. This is an interesting one. I indicated that we've covered stories in the United Kingdom and France about the absurd nature of the so-called war on terror. The war on terror has gotten so crazy that somebody was geocaching. They hung a banana in a pine tree, and somebody called 911 because they thought the banana might be a bomb. I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten. So it's not just the UK, for all of our listeners in the United Kingdom. It's not just France, for all of those people that are calling French fries freedom fries, if you remember those. But, in fact, it is in America. And I don't know, TMB, are you able to open this? Because it's a shocker.
Yeah. I clicked the link about 5 minutes ago. I'm just now getting the website to load up for me. I did get it to load. And, you know, it's an article here that Super Don sent over about, is your child a terrorist? U.S. government's questioning race families at risk for extremism. Now, this is just another of many articles that we've talked about over the last couple of years, this absurd new notion that if you are a constitutionalist, if you are a homeschool family, if you are a Christian, if you believe in the Constitution, if you have a pocket constitution, if you challenge the government, you might be a terrorist. This is just another in a long string of articles that now it looks like it's pointing at the children of the mm-hmm. terroristic type families to see if these children might be terrorists or if the family might be a terroristic family. You want to go through some of these?
Definitely. I can only imagine. I don't know if they've added to this list or not yet, but how long will it be before they say, do your parents allow you to get vaccinated? And that will be a risk. You know, you'll be at risk for becoming a terrorist because you might actually think clearly and question governmental policies that violate your fundamental freedoms.
Oh, absolutely. You know that's coming next. Are you vaccinated? And if the answer is no, oh, you're a potential terrorist. You won't submit the government to the systematic poisoning of the entire populace with vaccinations.
Yeah, I'm just opening up this whole document here. And again, this is the seal of the United States, the corporate United States.
I'm jealous.
Unclassified. Yeah, I know. Now you can't open anything.
You opened the whole document.
Those squirrels just aren't running fast enough on the internet machine, right?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know where to begin with this. Super D, do you see any interesting questions that jump out at you as far as you'd be going, really?
Going back to the article, basically what they do is they've come up with a rating system. Okay.
Okay.
And in this rating system, it suggests the police, social workers, educators rate individuals on a scale of 1 to 5 in categories such as expressions of hopelessness and futility, mm-hmm. Talk of harming self or others. Mm-hmm. And then this is kind of an interesting one here, connection to group identity. And the examples they give are race, nationality, religion, or ethnicity. So if you have a connection
is, though,
to a group, yes,
yeah.
Let's say religion. That's the one that jumps out at me. I identify myself with this religious group, this religious mm-hmm. orientation, this religious faith. How does that, I mean, what, Amish? I mean, what?
Right, Mormon? Sure. No, I mean, but the thing is, like TMB said, I mean, if you're a Christian who believes very much in the Bible and you know, you really put that as a big cornerstone of your faith and you don't believe in abortion, that's probably going to link you to a number five. And then
this is just a continuance of, if you remember, what was it, a year or two ago, we were talking about the fusion mm-hmm. centers.
Yeah.
Where they were going after and they were saying, well, if you're anti-abortion, if you are, you know, this, that, whatever, these things that were related to religion, then you were on the terror watch list.
Yeah. Well, think about it, though. If you were, like, strongly connected to one particular religious belief system, they wouldn't have a problem with it, and that would be the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. If you're aligned with that, you're good. You're not an extremist, even though we would argue it is an extreme thing to promote violence on children with these vaccines against their will or the will of their parents.
You know, one of the things, guys, that really strikes me about this list here is this. Zero is not rated. Five is like it the most involved or the highest rating. And the higher the rating, the more you have a chance of being a terrorist, according to the survey. So number two on this list that I'm looking at is a parental involvement in child's education. If parents are very involved, that means that according to the survey, that child or that family is more at risk of being a terroristic family if the parents are involved with the child's education. So I guess you're supposed to just send them off, not worry about your child's education, and then it's okay. But if you're involved, that's a problem. Another one that struck me is if the family members are aware of each other's activities. If you rate if you're very aware, that's a five. That's a negative against
you. Wow.
Yes, in this survey.
Well, you've seen the attacks on homeschooling. You know, so this is the question about the involvement of parents in education. We can't have that because they might be teaching something that is unapproved by the government, right?
Right.
Barbara Lowe Fisher last hour, you know, one of the most amazing things she brought up in her own upbringing as a head of the NVIC, she said, I grew up in the 60s. We questioned the government. We questioned everything. Vietnam, it was not a legitimate war. We know that now. Looking back, we questioned it. We were attacked for that, but we questioned it, and somehow people have stopped questioning, but those who do are vilified or put at risk of becoming an extremist terrorist.
Yes. And this one hit me worse than any of them. Parent-child bonding. If you have a high bond between the parent and child, if that's a high rating, you are more at risk of being a terrorist. If you are bonded with your child, so I guess they want you to, the parents not to bond, just say, get out of my life, go do whatever you want to do. I'm too busy to deal with you. Go to the government indoctrination center.
Have no bonding with your child and just totally be unaware of what their activities are. What?
Exactly. I guess that's a good citizen then.
Wow. This
is like the Twilight Zone, this list.
Right. It's one thing when we were covering these stories in the United Kingdom or in France. Now they've come home to roost here.
Yeah.
And it's going to take vigilance. It's going to take some courage, right? Stop living in fear. Start standing up for what is right, or else you do not deserve the freedom that our forefathers left to their posterity. That would be us.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really insane, this list. I mean, it almost seems like this should be posted on The Onion, and this is a farce. You know, it's kind of a make-believe story to get people, you know, to say, hey, I got you. But this is a real story. This is a real list. This is very real, and I think this is a very real danger to us if we don't stand up and say, no, we're not going to put up with this nonsense anymore.
Right. Now, talk about standing up to nonsense, standing up to danger. There's a story Superdon found about an elderly man who was attacked He saw a shoplifter.
A young shoplifter.
A guy in his 20s.
He was just there. He was just there and noticed that this was going on.
He's in his 70s, and he tackled the shoplifter in his 20s and held him down before the cops got here. And I'm thinking, we need more of that. We need more of that resilience and courage to stand in defense of property rights here. And that's just one small but significant example. Yeah,
74-year-old man. And after he tackled him, held down the young whippersnapper, the 20-year-old, he pulled out his bottle of Super Green Living Fuel and drank another drink.
Yeah, nice. Living Fuel, our buddy Casey Krejci. Listen, we've got lots more healing to go. Say thanks to Carnivora. Say thanks to Better Way Health and the Beta 1 3D Glucan. We love to utilize for our immune modulation here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, did a former president of the United States apologize to Mexico? And if so, what was it about? We're going to get to that and more with TMB, RSB, Super D, Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I feel your pain. Say it like Clinton said it. Can you do that? TMB, how's your Clinton voice tonight?
I feel your pain.
I feel your pain. You know, I can't do it tonight. I don't know what it is. Sometimes you can translate it. But the thing is, he wasn't feeling their pain till now. The Mexicans, he was a President Bill Clinton. Went on the road talking to a group of Mexican students, says, I'm sorry for what we did to Mexico with this war on drugs.
Yeah, he apologized for the war on drugs. He said that the war on drugs had actually caused a lot of drug trafficking to be going through Mexico now because of this war on drugs. Look, if Clinton's really sorry for the war on drugs, then why was he bringing in cocaine into Mena, Arkansas, and why were there something like 60 people that were killed in Mena that knew about the cocaine trafficking operation back then that not only Clinton was involved with, but also Papa Bush was involved with? We've talked about that in the past. Why, if he's so sorry for the war on drugs, you know, why were journalists like Gary Webb, who was murdered by somebody in the U.S. mm-hmm. government, most likely, during Clinton's reign, why was he killed for exposing the fact that the CIA was bringing in the crack cocaine into South Central L.A. and distributing it to the Crips and the Bloods? This seems almost like a fake apology to me, doesn't it, to you, RSB?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting the way he apologized. He says, I wish you had no narco trafficking, but it's really not your fault. Basically, we did. This is talking about the U.S. Basically, we did too good of a job taking the transportation out of the air and water, so we ran it over land. And I apologize for that.
They did too. The only thing he's sorry about is that the CIA has some competition with the Mexican drug gangs bringing drugs into the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, look at the movie that just came out last year, Kill the Messenger, which is about Gary Webb, the man I just talked about, who worked for the San Jose Mercury News. He published a book called Dark Alliance that documented, without a shadow of a doubt, he had testimony from CIA, ex-CIA, ex-Los Angeles police, that the CIA was indeed bringing in the crack cocaine into South Central L.A. They were distributing it at the top level to Freeway Ricky Ross. He was sending it out to the Crips and the Bloods. Sometimes his testimony was that he had over $2 million cash in a single day from the distribution of these drugs that the CIA was bringing in. Okay, look, this is a fake apology at best. Mm-hmm. This is
And you know he was toking some weed in the White House. This guy that claimed he didn't inhale. The thing he should have done is what we're finding out now is, wow, look, they decriminalized and they've made it fully legal, like in Colorado. And we're finding out that the drug, illegality was leading the crime. And now they've got so much that's grown there, I think they're actually now selling it back to Mexico. I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's going in reverse now. But the whole idea of a war on drugs brings on more drugs, and it creates the black market that is very profitable for CIA drug runners and others to compete, and that gets very ugly. But no mention of that, as you said so eloquently there, TMB. It's really a disingenuous apology, in my opinion.
It is. It is disingenuous. The sad thing about it is most of your brainwashed United States citizens will hear it and say, oh, you know, he's doing a good thing. He's finally apologizing for what we've done. But they only know what they're told by Fox News and by MSNBC and CNBC and all these others that are all owned by the same corporations. They just give you different spins on the same propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true. So, again, ending the war on drugs, ending these wars that never end because, of course, who benefits by it? War is the health of the state. You've heard that. War is the health of the state. And if you can be at perpetual war, you can look out because your freedom to defend your life, liberty, and property is going out the window because it's necessity. It's an emergency, just like this whole phony measles outbreak that they're claiming is going to be the end of the world. We've got to give up our rights to say no to vaccines because why? 123 people out of 330 million evidently have measles, many of which was spread by the vaccine itself.
Yeah, and no one's died. But it's just this phony war on drugs. It's the same as the phony war on terror. It's the same as the phony war on cancer. It's the same as the phony war on poverty. Wherever they declare a war, whatever they've declared the war on explodes. And that's exactly what's happened with all of these phony wars. And the thing about it is when you're at perpetual war, and I'm talking about war between nations and between groups, the bankers profit on both sides, and that's all they care about.
Yep, and speaking of despair, like that terrorism question, the only thing that brings up despair is the Federal Reserve, as they're going to send everybody else to the poorhouse that relies on paper money. All right, we got to take a break. Hey, TMB, can you handle Sid Singer for me? Because I've got a call from Jerry Doyle. I got to go on his show for a segment, talk cholesterol.
I will do my best.
All right, TMB Super D. Run it, my friends. I'll be back afterwards. Sid Singer's coming up next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we're back on the but Robert Bell is not with us right now. One of them. On right now for this segment, and I'm really excited to have back on the show Sid Singer. Now, Sid was on with us, I guess, about a year ago, and he talked about the link between bras and breast cancer. Sid's a medical anthropologist, and we talked about his book, Dress to Kill, last time. Sid, you there?
I'm here, Ty. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming on again today, Sid. Yeah, Sid's website is killerculture.com. And let's spend about 2 minutes here, Sid. I want you to just kind of recap real quick about the connection that you found between bras and breast cancer and Dress to Kill. I often cite those statistics when I'm doing lectures, but I'd rather have it come from the horse's mouth now since you wrote the book. So could you recap the ratios, your percentage of getting breast cancer for those that do and don't wear bras?
Well, it is the most important thing to remember is that a bra-free woman who's never worn a bra has about the same rate of breast cancer as a man. And, you know, you go throughout the world, there's no breast cancer where there are no bras, and when they start to wear the bras, their rates just start to go up tremendously. And if you wear over 12 hours a day, your rates jump up by 18 hours a day, which is like the common bra-wearing time, you have over 100-fold increased incidence of breast cancer. So it's actually bigger than the cigarette and lung cancer connection. And it has to do with constriction. You know, bras are tight, and they're designed to alter the shape of the breast, and they do this by applying constant pressure to the breast, and that cuts down on the lymphatic circulation in the breasts themselves, which results in fluid accumulation and toxin accumulation. So women are basically choking their breasts with the bra and cutting off circulation, and over time, after doing that for decades, it takes its toll. So it's how clothing can make you sick, like corsets did for hundreds of years, and tight shoes. So it's just a clothing-caused disease that people don't think about, or when you raise it to women, many of them don't even want to deal with it because their identity is so tied with wearing a bra, and they're so brainwashed into thinking they need one. But the brave women who get rid of their bras, they feel so much healthier within weeks. It's like a whole different body.
Right. And you said it was like a 1,000-fold increase. So the statistics weren't, what is it, like one in 168 or something like that, wasn't, if you never wore a bra, to what was your chance or likelihood of breast cancer if you wore a bra 18 hours a day?
Well, it's all relative. So relative, if you wear a bra 18 to 24 hours a day, unfortunately, a lot of women are sleeping in their bras. They think that somehow will prevent their breasts from drooping. And actually, it doesn't. It causes the breast to droop. But their rate of breast cancer is over 100 times higher than a bra-free woman, which is, as I said, the same as a man. Because men get breast cancer, too, but it's at, you know, a hundredth of the rate that bra-wearing women do. All the numbers are in Dress to Kill, or in our book, Dress to Kill, where we surveyed 5,000 women. About half of them had breast cancer, and we asked them what their past bra-wearing habits were and how tight they were and so forth. And when you looked at the groups, it was just a phenomenal connection. And there have been now several other studies that confirm this. But at the same time, the industry is trying to adapt. They come up with what they say are healthier bras. But, you know, if it leaves red marks and indentations around your body when you take the bra off, then it was just too tight.
Right.
And
you have to lose. And they've hit you with a couple of hit pieces over the last 6 months too, haven't they?
Yeah, they came out with a new study just came out of Africa where they found they confirmed the bra and breast cancer link, and I just discovered that there's been other research in other parts of the world, China, Venezuela, but they're really resisting it in the Western world because the bra industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry and cancer detection is a multi-billion-dollar industry. And mammography and all that. I mean, this is so lucrative. So it's been suppressed. So what they finally did was they came up with a hit study that came out of Washington State, and they said, we couldn't find any link between bras and breast cancer. But the problem was their study didn't include any bra-free women, which means there was no control group, and all the women in the study were over 55. So it's, the damage has already been done by then, and you selected out a lot of people. So in other words, it was a really poorly done study. But it was hailed as, like, the final word in this because cancer industry is really getting desperate. More and more women are catching on, just getting rid of their bras, and it's becoming more fashionable and acceptable for women to be natural. And they're feeling the difference. I mean, they know on their own bodies. That's the thing. Everything that we do as medical anthropologists is it tries to get people to try different lifestyles and see if you feel better, and that means that your old lifestyle was bad. when you just loosen up. These are called self-studies. We have people study things on themselves and let your body be your guide, you know. No study from anybody else is going to tell you what's going to happen to you. And you can't trust a lot of what goes on out there because there's so much money at stake. You know, science isn't pure. It's all propaganda anymore and trying to prove a point and sell a product. So, you know, you've got to just trust yourself and encourage you to buy Bra Free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just the mere fact, Sid, that they did a study to determine how much more likely you were to get cancer between those that wore bras and those that didn't wear bras, but they didn't even include women that didn't wear bras. That tells the whole story right there. It's a fraud.
Oh, it is a fraud. It's a complete fraud. And you know, there was a study in 1991 in Harvard where they found bra free women at half the rate of breast cancer, but they didn't know why, so they ignored it. They thought maybe they were heavier or something. But, you know, being overweight doesn't increase your breast cancer risk, especially in premenopausal women. And that's where the biggest study, the biggest factors here are in women who are younger, premenopausal, so younger than 55. There's already been lots of evidence showing that bras are increasing breast cancer. But when you're over 55, the effect seems to be less because the damage has already been done after 40 years of consuming your breast. You know, it's not much difference whether you wore a bra, you know, for 10 hours or 12 hours. And they were studying such minimal differences. They didn't look at bra-free, which would have shown them the big difference.
And right. So, of course, that was the perfect group for them to study because they wanted the result to show that there was no difference. And so they cherry-picked the group that they looked at. Exactly. Of course, that's the way that they're going to rig the study. Sid, I want to change directions here. I have a question for you. What is causing obesity, diabetes, and gluten intolerance? Can you talk to us about that? Because you've written an article about it, and I think it's fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote about this several years ago. I was even on Coast to Coast talking about this. And since I did, the industries are trying to respond because they know that this is a real big problem. It has to do with GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And I'm not talking about, like, GMO corn or something like that, or soybeans. These are genetically modified organisms that are microorganisms that are used produce drugs. What they've done is, and I used to be a biochemist, so I understand the science behind this, and we've always used in biochemistry baker's yeast, which is the kind of yeast that you use for making bread and beer. That yeast, the genetics has been worked out really well. They understand all of the genes, and they can insert other genes into its genome and genetically engineer it. And they use baker's yeast for, they'll take the gene for human insulin and insert it in baker's yeast. They also use E. coli, which is a bacteria that's common in your gut. They've worked out that genome too. And then they ferment this yeast in the laboratory and it produces human insulin. So now when you're a diabetic and you get insulin, you usually get human insulin. They used to get pork insulin, pig insulin, but now they use human insulin. And the company that does this is Novo Nordisk. They're like the biggest diabetes company. And the problem is their microorganisms have escaped into the environment. They've admitted this in their environmental reviews every year, and they admit that their fermentation process releases active yeast into the environment. Now, what would happen if this yeast that makes insulin got into your intestines? And because, after all, this is a food yeast. Novo Nordisk used to own Novozyme. Actually, they did the food enzymes. That spun off to a new company called Novozyme, but that was all part of Novo Nordisk. So they were in the food industry too, and they have factories around the world. Well, if these microorganisms got into your intestines, you would be producing insulin inside your intestines and absorbing it. It's sort of like taking a pill, and the result would be a condition called hyperinsulinemia, which means too much insulin in your blood. That would cause you to get a low blood sugar, make you hungry, and it pumps sugars into your cells, and that's what insulin does. And over time, hyperinsulinemia is known to cause obesity and diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So the question is, could this epidemic of type 2 diabetes and obesity be caused by these yeast and E. coli that have both companies, E. coli is done by Eli Lilly, they make human hormones, and they use growth hormone and their glucagon, other hormones that are in our genetic code. They've extracted it from humans and inserted it into these microorganisms to produce drugs, these hormones, and other drugs too, as long as there's a gene for it. Well, the problem is that could be causing this epidemic. But, you know, an interesting thing happened that confirmed that this might be what's happening. Last week, there was a story about fecal transplants, which sounds like a joke, but it's not. What doctors are doing, this is mainstream medicine. What doctors are doing nowadays to treat colitis and, you know, other colon problems, where people have bad bacteria, basically, in their colon, they try to reseed the colon, like in a probiotic type of thing, by giving people the stool of a healthy person with a healthy colon. They take one of their turds and put it into the rectum of a person who has a colon problem, and lo and behold, it reseeds the colon and sometimes cures those problems. Mm. Sounds like a strange type of medical treatment, like a medieval thing. But
we've actually covered that, Sid, on the show several times over the last few weeks, the fecal transplant. Sure, go ahead.
Well, what they found is, and this went in the news, that a woman received a fecal transplant from her obese daughter, and then the woman became obese. And they've done other studies. That's the news that was spread. And then there were other studies that have done where they've taken the stool from obese people and put them into rats, and they become obese. So that suggests that we have these microorganisms in our gut where we can transport other people and make basically obesity and diabetes infection.
Hey, Sid, can you hang on? We've got a break coming out here. Can you hang on for the next segment? I want you to be able to finish this. Hang on for a second here, folks. We'll be right back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay tuned after this break. I want you to hear the rest.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Segment here, because what he's talking about here with this genetically modified baker's yeast potentially causing these epidemics and obesity, diabetes. He was just getting into the middle of a story about a fecal transplant in a woman who became obese after having a fecal transplant from her overweight daughter, right, Sid?
And somehow that was transferred to the mother in the fecal transplant. And they've done other research that have found that that if you take stool from an obese human, and they transplanted that into mice, and it made them obese also. So there's something, they know there's some bacterial thing going on in obese people that could be a transfer obesity, at least in some obese people, right? Well, you know, that's what I think. It certainly lends support to what my concern is. I mean, here we have genetically modified organisms, baker's yeast, and E. coli, which is like one of your most common intestinal microorganisms, that make insulin. They also make growth hormone. I mean, you know, people are getting taller and bigger, too. You know, a lot of things are going on that it could be not just the diet, but these organisms colonizing our colon and producing these hormones. So, you know, what will happen is when you then eat something that stimulates the yeast, like you have a nice sugary drink or something like that, the yeast likes that. It starts to ferment and produce more insulin. So, you know, your body is going to be thrown off tremendously. There's going to be all sorts of metabolic diseases that doctors will say, I don't know what's causing this derangement. And, you know, depending on what's going on in your gut, you know, how much those bacteria have and the yeast have colonized and what their concentrations are, their numbers, and how active they are. That'll change probably day to day, and it's going to throw people off like crazy. So I think what people should do, stop eating any, if you think that this is a concern for you, and you'll notice you'll lose weight like crazy when you stop eating yeast-containing foods. Like, don't eat baked bread. You can have noodles, but they don't have yeast in them. Just don't eat things that yeast is in it, including, you know, beer and things like that. I mean, all of those, they could have been contaminated. The sources of yeast are coming from these big companies that make these things, the genetically modified yeast. In fact, if you ever look at a food package and it says enzymes, like it could be cheese, and you look at the cheese and it'll say what's in it, and one of the things will say enzymes, you can bet that that is a genetically modified product produced by these microorganisms. They put the gene through these enzymes in them. They're all almost exclusively that. So if it says the word enzymes, it's a GMO product. They're all over the place. They're in all of our food. And the way they get them is just extracting them. You know? Go ahead.
It sounds so healthy for you, too. You read it and you say, oh, good, enzymes, but it's really very, very unhealthy. You know, that's one of the favorite topics. And by the way, I think Robert Scott Bell is back. RSB, you here?
I am, TMB, and Sid, I'm so glad you're back on board, and thanks for covering for me while I was on the Jerry Doyle Show talking about the myth of cholesterol as well as some of the vaccine myths. So you guys are doing a great job on this, and I'm going to be with Jeffrey Smith down in Naples, Florida, the 20th through the 22nd of February for the Health Freedom event that Food and Thought is putting on. So you talk GMOs, and we're going to be at Party Central to talk about it.
I'm glad for. But, you know, most of the time people don't think about these GMOs that I'm talking about. And these are organisms producing drugs. So when you – and they're making it in corn, too.
Yes.
They make corn-produced drugs. So
that's true.
The corn, you know, it's not just a GMO corn that's, like, Roundup resistant. This is GMO corn that makes, like, a herpes drug. And, you know, so our food is being contaminated in ways that people don't realize. And it's not just the food. Again, it's these microorganisms – as pharmaceuticals, so it's a very scary thing, and I think, in fact, there was an interesting article came out a month ago where these scientists, I forget where they were from, I think it was Harvard or something, one of those schools, they came out with this thing that they can now try to modify these organisms so they require synthetic amino acids to survive.
Incredible. Hey, Sid, we're about out of time, but it's awesome to have you on board again. And TMB, you did fantastic considering what moving you've been doing in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a blast, Sid. Thanks for having us on again. Sid's website is killerculture.com. We'll have to have you back on again soon, Sid.
Yep. And we got him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you to Barbara Lowe Fisher. Thank you to Donna Gates. Thank you to Super D, TMB. And, of course, Daniel on the board. Remember this, my friends. TMB, tell them what we got to remember.
I'll tell them that the power to heal is most certainly yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.